get a little bit uncomfortable when someone gets a little too close to us. And I want to tell you that Jesus is not that way. Jesus has no problem with you being up close.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, this is Mark Jobe. Welcome to Straight Talk. Today we're starting a new series entitled Jesus Up Close. You know, some say he was a teacher. Some say that he was a good man. Some call him a prophet, while others worship him as God. But who was Jesus really? Who is this Jesus that people keep talking about? A wise sage, a nice guy, a moral hero? We're going to be taking a up-close look at Jesus to see what he was really like. So whether you have studied him all of your life or just know him as the baby born in a manger at Christmas, this will give you the chance to get more familiar with the friend of sinners, the humble servant, the one who laid down his life for others. I want you to prepare your heart to zoom in close and take a new look at Jesus.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Tonight we begin a brand new series called Jesus Up Close, and tonight is part one, our private pain. In this series, Pastor Mark is going to help us see that if we look at Jesus really up close, we will see his desire and power to make us whole. Our text will be found in the book of Mark, chapter 5. We're going to be in verses 21 through 34. Here's Pastor Mark with his message called Our Private Pain.
Today we're starting a series entitled Jesus Up Close. I'm going to be talking to you about, taking a closer look at Jesus through the Gospels. Now, the best way we can get to know someone, I think, is as we look at how they interact with other people. Many of us don't like to really see ourselves up close. Once in a while, I'll be taking a picture of someone, and they'll say, "Not so close. Like, pull back." Well, why? I don't want them to see my wrinkles, my little spots, and, you know, just give me a out close picture. Don't zoom in so much. We're afraid that if people get too close, they're going to start seeing the flaws that we have. How about it? Every country and every culture has their comfort zone with how close people get. Have you ever noticed when you're at the doctor's office and you press the button to get into an elevator, and you walk into the elevator and you stand in your corner? If one other person walks in, they stand at the very other end of the elevator, right? I mean, think if someone walked in and stood right next to you. You're going to be like, "Dude, there's space in here. Like, move over." I mean, it's a little bit awkward in an elevator, right? You kind of look at the buttons, glance at the side of your... You're just kind of staring at buttons going up and down. But you're kind of feeling like, "I need my space. Because I don't really know you, so if you stand too close, you're invading my privacy space." There's certain countries when people talk to each other, they talk a lot closer. And if you go to one of those countries and people like get this close and talk to you, as Americans, we sort of want to push back a little bit, like, "Hey, I like you and everything, but could you like give me like at least 2 feet? Like, don't talk too close to me." Because we get a little bit uncomfortable when someone gets a little too close to us. And I want to tell you that Jesus is not that way. Jesus has no problem with you being up close. In fact, over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to push you a little bit closer to the face of Jesus. And I want you to look into the face of Jesus. I want you to see his eyes, see his heart, look into who he is, how he functions. I want you to get up close into the face of Jesus, because I believe that the closer you get to Jesus and see him as truly he is, that the deeper your life will be transformed by the image of Jesus. So I want you to take your Bibles today, and I want you to turn to a passage that's found in Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. We'll be looking at verses 21 through 34. I'm reading out of the New International Version. And I'd like for you just to stand with me for the reading of the Word. Let me tell you why I have you stand for the reading of the Word. And we don't have to, and we don't always do it. I like you to stand for the reading of the Word because there's something about the Word. This is the Word of God. There's a respect, an authority, a power. This is not like any other book. This is God Himself reaching out through the printed page to speak to your heart and my heart. You know how when we sing the national anthem, we stand, we look at the flag, place our hand on the heart. Well, this is a little bit like that. We're saying, God, I respect your word. This is a powerful, powerful word. This is the word of God. So I'm going to begin reading in Mark chapter 5, verses 24 through 33. It says, so Jesus went to him, and a large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all that she had. All that she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and she touched his cloak. Verse 28. Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Verse 30. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out of him and he turned around in the crowd and he asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. Word of God, you may be seated. We never know the woman's name. This account is found in what's called parallel passages in three out of the four Gospels in the New Testament, told from the perspective of different eyewitnesses who had been there. This has to be an important story. To make it in all three out of the four Gospels, you know there's something there that God is trying to speak to us. This woman, we don't know how old she was. We don't know what she looked like. We'd never learn her name. But we learn a lot about her story and her interaction with Jesus. This is a compelling, powerful story of a woman that gets to Jesus up close. And I pray that through the story that you hear today, and through the principles that you learned today, that some of you who may be at a distance from Jesus will learn from this story and you'll be taking some steps closer, up close, into that uncomfortable zone, into the presence of Jesus. Because some of us here today, you're standing at a comfortable distance. You're not sure you want to get close to Jesus because you're not sure what to expect. You're not sure you want to get into his presence and feel his full attention on you or hear the demands that he may put upon your life. You're not sure that you can trust his power. You're not sure that you really want him to touch you. Some of us that are at a comfortable distance and maybe not knowing how to get close or why to get close or even if we get close, whether he will accept us or not. And so if you're struggling today with the whole idea of coming close to Jesus, I want to talk to you about what I learned from this woman's story. And maybe there's something that you learned as well. The first thing I want you to notice about this woman, and if you're taking notes, I want you to jot this down, is that our most private pain is what needs healing most and can drive us to or away from God. Normally, what needs healing the most is what we want to hide the most. It's our private pain. You see, the Bible tells us that Jesus had, he was ministering to the crowds. He already had a reputation. He had just cast out a demon out of someone that the crowd had been amazed at how powerful he was. And so there was actually a big crowd that was following Jesus around already. His reputation had spread. Some people came because they were just curious to see who was this man that everybody was talking about. Some came because they wanted a touch from Jesus, and so they brought their sick, the blind, the deaf. Some came because they wanted to throw stones at him and criticize him and see who this false teacher was. Some came because, hey, they're bored and just want to do something with the crowd. The Bible tells us that in verse 24, so Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. A woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. It's a little statement there, but I want you to understand the full implications of what this passage is telling us. This woman, the word bleeding refers to hemorrhaging. We don't know exactly what condition she had, but there was some sort of internal condition that was causing her to have blood discharge. The loss of blood over 12 years had caused her to experience severe anemia. Well, I don't know if any of you have ever suffered with anemia, but if you have, you know that your blood count gets very low. And the lower your blood count gets, it becomes more and more dangerous. You start feeling tired. Anybody know what I'm talking about here? Some of you have. Yeah. There's a level of danger when anemia kicks in, the loss of blood kicks in, so that you start feeling like everything is an effort. You walk up the stairs and you're tired. You feel like you have to drag yourself out of bed because your body is losing blood. And as your body loses blood, you get weaker and weaker. This woman had internal bleeding.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Job in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Our Private Pain. It comes from a series called Jesus Up Close. After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of tonight's message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Mark, chapter 5, and we're focusing on verses 21 through 34. Tonight's Straight Talk is called Our Private Pain.
There was internal bleeding, and she was discharging blood on a regular basis, and it happened for 12 years. It had consumed her life. She felt weak all the time. She knew that something was wrong. She felt severely ill on a regular basis. But not only did she feel miserable inside, sometimes barely able to get up, knowing that she was sick, she had gone from doctor to doctor to doctor, looking for a cure. Now, medicine in those days was not as advanced as it is in our day, and so they did weird things back then to try to get people well. She went from doctor to doctor to doctor, and some things never changed. Every doctor had a bill. She spent the money on the first doctor, and I'm sure she thought, this doctor said, oh, I've seen this a lot of times. I think I can help you out. And so she paid money gladly, feeling that maybe she could be helped out. And so he gave her treatment, only to find out a couple months later, nothing had ever changed. Then she hears of another doctor that her cousin tells her about, and she goes to that doctor thinking, well, he's a specialist. He may know more about this. And so she goes and he puts her on another treatment, another sense of medication and so forth. And she goes through that only to discover that her illness still persists. And another doctor. And another doctor, and maybe she travels far to find a doctor. And now, 12 years later, she spent every penny that she has trying to get well. And she's worse than what she started. Oh, I don't know if you've ever been to a doctor to try to find something, illness that you have, and try to have it diagnosed. It's extremely frustrating. To have some sort of illness that you're trying to diagnose and no one seems to know what it is. And I'm sure a couple doctors would say to her, well, this is probably in your head. Not only had this drained her physically, not only had it drained her pocketbook, but there's something else that you need to understand about her condition. You see, there were some implications about her condition that made her socially and spiritually unclean. She was financially depleted. She was socially alienated. You see, under the law, under the Jewish law, in Leviticus chapter 15, verse 25 through 28, it talks about what happens to a woman that is experiencing a discharge. A bloody discharge. And it tells us that when a woman, and this gets a little bit personal, and it gets personal on purpose. This woman was experiencing a bloody discharge in her body. Leviticus says that when a woman has a discharge beyond her regular monthly period, that anything she sits on is considered unclean. Any bed she lies on is considered unclean. Any person she touches is considered unclean. And that she would not be able to go to the temple, worship with other people. That if you even touched her, you would have to wash yourself, wash your clothes, and not go to the temple yourself for a period of 8 days because you also would be considered unclean. She had to make sure she told people when they entered into her house, I'm unclean. Imagine having your neighbors come over and they go to greet you and you say, no, I'm unclean. Imagine them coming over to your house and wanting to sit at your table and say, no, you can't sit there because it's unclean. Imagine if she was married, that the very bed that she would sleep in is considered ceremonially unclean. And that if her husband went to touch her physically, that he would be also considered unclean, unable to participate in religious ceremonies and having to wash himself. And so this woman would stay away from the crowds because she was unclean. Spiritually, she would no longer be able to go to the outer court of the temple, like it tells us in Leviticus, because she had a discharge. And she would not be able to go to the temple, not be able to go to the religious services and ceremonies. Why? Because she was unclean. For 12 years, she had not been to the temple, entered into worship God. For 12 years, her friends had avoided hugging her, touching her. For 12 years, she had had no physical contact from her children, possibly her husband, or any other neighbors. For 12 years, she avoided the crowds because literally she was not supposed to be among people or touch people. For 12 years, she lived in emotional, physical isolation. For 12 years, she found herself depleted in her finances. For 12 years, she felt like something's wrong with me. I'm ashamed to talk about what's wrong with me. What she was experiencing was intensely personal. No woman wants to talk about private matters. Yet this was public. Her private issue was a public issue. Intensely shamed about it. Intensely personal about it. And usually it works that way. Most of the times when we are protecting ourselves, most of what really needs healing in our life is usually intensely painful and intensely personal. Right now, in this auditorium and in this crowd, there are people here that have intensely personal pain that you never talk about, don't want anybody to know about, don't want to bring it to the light, because there's embarrassment, shame, and we protect it closely. It may be an issue related to a father that abandoned you when you were young, and there's deep pain, but you just gloss it over because you don't really want to talk about it. Maybe you sold wild oats in your youth and you have a venereal disease, and it's, you don't, of course, ever want anybody to know or talk about it. Maybe you struggle with anorexia, bulimia, some sort of eating disorder, and you don't want people to know, but when you look at yourself in the mirror, you see someone that's ugly. People try to tell you you're okay, but when you look, you see someone fat. And you may be thin. Deep pain. Maybe you're a strong, self-sufficient, independent man. But you know inside that when you were a 5-year-old boy, what that uncle did to you. You don't want anybody to know about it. You don't want to talk about it. It's in the past. But yeah, that deeply private pain is what most needs to be healed. This woman had something that she didn't want to talk about. She didn't want to introduce. She didn't want people to know about. It was a deeply private pain that she lived with every day. And it was ruining her life. Deep inside, what happens with our deeply private pain is that it can do one or two things to us. It can push us away from God so that we raise our fist internally to the heavens and we say, why, God? Why me? Why don't you change it? Why can't I called on you? I've sought you. I've wanted it to change. Why are you doing this to me? It can either drive you away from God or it can drive you to God. It's really the choice that we make. I mentioned that we were down in Quito ministering to a school. It was an English-speaking school and with several hundred young people there. Many of them who were not believers. Most of them probably who were not believers. And for some reason, God gave us a real open door to have a lot of heart-to-heart conversation with 16, 17-year-old boys and girls. I can't tell you the amount of tears, weeping, crying, that I watched, heard, and listened to this past week as both young men and women opened up their hearts about their family and their relationships and their past and the sense of shame and abandonment that exists there. It's incredible the amount of pain that we can accumulate in a few short teenage years. It's amazing how much hurt can be within our heart early on in life. This woman, well, she was there. She'd experienced it. She had felt the isolation, the pain, and in her mind, something clicked when she heard about Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Jesus Up Close, and tonight was the first half of part one. His message called Our Private Pain. Join us again on Monday for the second half. Before you go, as I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of tonight's message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe.com. If you prefer to have a CD of the message, just contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. If you are looking to visit a church this Easter Sunday, we invite you to hear Pastor Mark in person at our New Life Midway location, which is 5101 South Keeler in Chicago. And please do come out and see our powerful drama, The Power of Hope. This Easter, we present a dramatic, live, on-stage drama with a multimedia presentation that you will not want to miss. It's very powerful. Our service times will be 9 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 12 noon. You can check out our website for more information. NewLifeChicago.org. That's NewLifeChicago.org. We hope to see you on Easter. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team. Thanks again for listening. Have a great weekend, and God bless.